Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. Happy Canada Day. Very soon. It's a great day for me. My daughter's coming home today after over 2 months in Europe, so it's very exciting. It's also exciting. We're going to talk about some great food today. We're going to talk about some makeup, stuff that can make you slimmer, some raspberry keynotes from Lanny Mock from Hillside Pharmasave. We're going to talk about Zumba, which is quite a craze in Victoria right now. Also, Trish Young from City Life Suites is going to talk about hiring mature workers. But off the top today, we're going to talk about fashion. And we have Bridget Savard from Bridget Savard Designs. And we have Astrid Braunschmidt from CTV Vancouver Island News. How are you both?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And, you know, Bridget, I saw your design on Astrid when she was at the Foster Friday for the Purple Carpet Show, which CTV Vancouver Island did live, and it was stunning on her. It looked so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It really fit her perfectly.
It did. Just so gorgeous. Now, how do you come about making such a design? Do you look at Astrid and her shape and what kind of materials to use and the color that looks good on her? How did that come about?
Absolutely. What happened with that was she had mentioned that she wanted to have a dress for the event. So I sat down and drew out a bunch of sketches. That design in particular was my favorite, and I just thought it would be perfect for her shape and size. And then I picked the color before even talking to her about what color she would like. And it worked perfectly for her.
And Astrid, how did that dress feel when you were wearing it?
Like $1 million. Honestly, you know, there's nothing like finding a dress or a blouse or an accessory or something that just makes you feel like you know?
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Honestly, I didn't really know what I was looking for when I talked to Bridget originally. And it was such a casual conversation. And the sketches that she showed me, you know, I'm not as artistically inclined. And really, I felt like it really was art. Bridget is amazing. Her creativity is brilliant. But I just, you know, I put complete faith in her, and I just was blown away.
And I think you're right. I think it did look like art, and it is art. Bridget, what is your background, and how did you get into doing design?
Well, I studied fashion design in Ontario in the 90s and graduated from that. And then I've been, you know, working in the industry doing tailoring and touch, honing my skills. And then in the last couple of years, I launched my own label, and I've been selling at Scala Boutique and One Gallery and Boutique here in Victoria. And I love it. I dream about it. I think about it all the time. So,
how wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, I think both of you have that. You both are great at what you do, Astrid, you doing the news and wearing the clothes. But it must be wonderful to wake up every day and like what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's something that everybody aspires to do, I think, and few people actually do it. So it's quite an accomplishment.
And Astrid, for you, you know, you have to wear so many clothes every night, different outfits, and you always look fabulous.
Thank you.
Do you like fashion a lot?
You know what, I do. I have to say, though, I put my trust, I trust a couple of people to really give me suggestions and hints, because I think, you know, like all of us, I get sort of stuck in a couple of favorite looks or a favorite cardi or a favorite skirt. And sometimes I need a little bit of a push to venture out into something different, which is, you know, partly why, you know, Bridget and I talked in the first place. But, you know, I find it hard to, especially, you know, working with a green screen, because that eliminates greens and yellows from my wardrobe. So now it's a conscious effort to move into certain or different colors, avoid the ones that maybe I would have been more inclined to wear, you know, before the green screen became part of my daily routine. But, you know, I do like the challenge of picking a different top to jazz up a different blouse or a different belt that goes with, you know, something else.
Yeah, and when you're so visible, I mean, and I think for you, Bridget, to pick a color for Astrid, because I think it's great to be open, like Astrid said, to new ideas and to having people help you out, because sometimes you do get in a rut and the color you picked was probably something she might not have chosen.
Well, funny enough, though, I didn't realize, but Astrid's wedding dress was a similar color.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I got married in hot pink.
I love it.
Yeah. Boy, I felt really smart once I picked that pink color for her.
So. And you do some wedding dresses, don't you?
I do custom wedding dresses. I've just finished a really beautiful lace 60s inspired dress. And she's actually going to be getting married in Scotland in a castle. So it's,
wow.
It's really interesting to see where my clothes will end up.
Oh, how very exciting.
Yeah,
okay, so tell us, both of you, what is in, like, what colors, what styles are in for this summer?
For the summer? Well,
yeah.
You know what's really big is the coral color. Is
oh, that's
huge.
Good to know, because I just went and bought a bunch of coral. Yes, good job.
Good job, yeah. And prints are really big for the summer as well. Floral prints, that sort of thing, in pants in particular.
And you were talking about Scotland. My daughter's coming back from Europe. How much difference in time is there now with fashion in Europe to coming to Canada, say? Is it still lagging behind slightly, 6 months
well,
or so?
You know, it is a little bit, but I hope to change that with my fashions and bringing it a little bit more current here.
Do you like designing mostly gowns, Bridget?
No, I design ready-to-wear. I do gowns. I have usually a holiday collection around the holiday season, but I do a lot of, most of my pieces are ready-to-wear. Most of my custom pieces are gowns, wedding gowns and gala gowns and stuff like that, but yeah.
Now, when you say collection, is that, I know on the runways you see this and they've got their collection, is that something you think about a certain time of year? You have to get all your materials together, decide what your theme is going to be?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like right now, I'm getting together my fall collection that I'll be showing at one gallery and boutique in August 18th, 19th.
Okay.
It's part of Mosaic Days. And so you have to be quite a bit ahead of when it's actually supposed to be in the store. So, yeah, you have to really, really be forecast.
So you're already working in the next seasons always. Like
yesterday,
today's gone. You're working next week and the months after.
That's right, yeah.
And Astrid, for you too, I know that you have the Weather Watchers and we're getting lots of great art. So if people want to submit stuff, because that's a you know, artistic and design as well, how do they get a hold of you to do that?
You know, the best way that people can send in their pictures of what Mother Nature is doing in their backyard or a kid's art, I love putting it on TV. CTVVancouverIsland.ca is our website, or you could email islandweather@ctv.ca, and it comes directly to me, and we showcase them every night. But, yeah, it's so neat to see the composition of some of the photographs. Many of them are breathtaking, the sunsets that are sent my way. And I love the interpretation that the kids come up with when they draw their colors, what they see. It's just so neat to see their interpretation and of what's going on. So I love putting it on TV.
Especially when the weather's been so bad and you get all these sunny photos or drawings, right? It's kind of funny.
It is. You know what? And it reminds us that it's not all gray and gloomy out there, except for today.
Exactly. Right now, and you also get out, to the schools because you have the exclusive weather forecast through CTV Vancouver Island. So you go out usually every Wednesday during school year?
Yeah, we go out on Wednesdays during the school year to grade 4 and 5 classes, and we do a little bit of weather school with them. We've just taken a bit of a break for the summer. Of course, school's not in session. And last Wednesday was the first Wednesday that I didn't have a weather school, and I was like, oh, I miss my little grade 4 and 5 friends.
I think that's so cool, Astrid. And for you, Bridget, if people want to get a hold of you, know about the fashion show and about how to get your designs and learn your wonderful products that you have. How do they do that?
You can reach me at Bridget Safar Designs on Facebook or at Briex@Yahoo, which is BRIEX@Yahoo.com, or come and see me at One Gallery and Boutique on 4th Street.
Well, that's great. I love your work. Congratulations on all your success, and I know it'll just keep continuing. Astrid, always great to talk to you. Make sure to watch CTV Vancouver Island 7 days a week, and watch for Astrid.
Thank you so much, Patty.
You're so welcome, both of you. Great.
Happy
Canada Day.
You too. Enjoy.
Okay. And in the studio, I have Sandra Hella, Miss Loretta, to come back and talk about what's for dinner. Is that right, for Canada Day?
I guess so.
Awesome. Back in a minute.
This is Dave Dixon. On the next show, we'll take a look at local issues with Saanich Councillor Dean Murdoch, and McLean's is out with a great big book of lists. Just how big? We'll tell you next show.
Dave Dixon, weekdays 1 to 3 on CFAX 1070.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
Hi, I'm Christine McGee, president of Sleep Country. Does your sleep partner disturb you by tossing and turning? A great solution is a Simmons Beautyrest Do Not Disturb mattress. In fact, 97% of people who purchased a Beautyrest reported sleeping better. Our Beautyrest sale only happens once each year, and our prices are so good, value so compelling, that we sell more Beautyrest right now than any other time all year. See why more Canadians choose Sleep Country than anywhere else.
The FAF Celebration of Style event continues today only at Sawyer Sewing Center. Sewing machines start at $249, sergers from $399. Purchase the heavy-duty FAF Limited Edition Select at $499 or the Limited Edition Expression at $1099 and receive a free FAF Anniversary Kit. Financing available OAC during the Celebration of Style event ending today at Sawyer Sewing Center.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
On Douglas across from Uptown.
The CRD is preparing a new plan for the management of garbage, recyclables, and compostable materials in our region. The plan will determine how we manage our solid waste for the next 10 years. It only seems right to begin by surveying our most valuable resource, you. Visit crd.bc.ca/wastenot and fill out the feedback form. Your input will play an important part in the future management of solid waste in our region. And you could win a $100 gift certificate to a local restaurant of your choice. The CRD, making a difference together.
We are back in the studio. I can't remember my own name. Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner. Son Tristan, how are you guys?
We're well.
Very good, very good. I know you've been super busy because, you know, you've got all this food going out for Canada Day.
Right.
You had a special going on.
We did.
Before we talk about that, though, I want to talk about, you know, some Canadian ideas, Canadian trivia, because we have our own food. I know Bruce Williams was talking last night about Nanaimo bars and certain things are Canadian. But you had a little something that people might not know about.
That's right. It's the s'mores, s'more bars that we all, you know.
We can claim fate. Those are ours.
We can. So cool. Does anybody know, I wonder where, how that came about, the s'more bars?
Well, you just told me in the break, so I could pretend I'm really smart, but I don't think anybody would know this.
I don't think so. No.
Who is it?
And it's actually the Girl Guides. That's the first time that anybody actually, you know, seen, you know, where the s'mores bars come from. And no one's actually claimed an earlier.
So they were out camping and
It came out of their in 1927. Supposedly, it came out of their tramping and trailing book, and it just, you know, they have some great little things that they do in there. And this is the s'mores. The s'more bars came out of that.
That's probably a really good book too, right?
I would think so. I probably could learn a lot.
Yeah,
and
like,
my daughter probably could learn a lot too, because she's going to be, you know, hopefully on her own soon.
Once she gets out of bed, right? Teenagers.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, good luck with that. They don't really leave, and
no.
If they do, they come back
so
really
hear.
Quick. Yeah. My daughter's been gone for 2.5 months to Europe. She comes back today.
That's right.
And
we talked about her earlier.
I'm sure as soon as she comes back, you know,
a load of laundry for mom.
Laundry and friends and all the stuff that comes with it. But you know what?
It's
that's
good.
The fun of life, isn't it?
I know.
Remember that.
Just the difference.
Okay, s'mores. So I think that's cool. There's only like a few ingredients and it's so simple but so delicious.
Yeah, and you know, as you talk to people, they all have these little unique, you know, tips that they can do. And the kids and I were just talking, Chantel was actually out at the Gold Stream camping. Some of her friends are out camping there. So it's the ideal for her. She goes out, but then she'd come back home and sleep in her bed. You know?
Yeah, they need sleep.
But we were talking about that, and there's a cookie out there that has chocolate. So the typical score bar is you roast your marshmallow, and then you have your graham cracker cookie, and then, you know, your chocolate.
Right.
And you know, we always like to load on the chocolate, but then it never melts.
Right.
As, you know, so in this case, little is better than more. But they were talking about there's a cookie out there that is coated with chocolate. So it's relatively, you know, it's easier. You can roast your marshmallow and then stick it on this cookie that's already coated with the chocolate on one side, and then it melts easier, so you're not having to worry about the chocolate oozing out.
Kick it up a notch.
Yeah, exactly.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Now, Tristan, is your mom a really good cook?
Yeah.
Is she? Oh, wow.
So is he.
That must be so nice to hear that. You know, my kids say I'm a nice reheater. I phone on the reheater. Dinner's ready. It's already on the counter.
You know, some kids.
Defrosting.
Yeah. And some kids know that dinner's ready by the tone of the microwave bell. Oh, dinner's ready.
Well, you know what? Your food is so good because I think you do a lot of marinating. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of prep work that makes it really delicious and easy to grab out and just add a salad or some sides to it.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you've been doing a special. So you do three
yeah,
items and you come on your website. Tell us about that.
Well, we just started. We're going to call it the Summer Trio. So basically, we just kind of launched it just for this Canada Day weekend. And what we're going to be doing is offering three entrees. And we're also going to be adding, normally we don't add a lot of the starch or anything with that. But this last one that we did, it was our classic matzo burger. And you received also six of the hamburger buns. And then we had the chicken souvlaki, and you got the six wraps. And then also we had the barbecue pork tenderloin. And we also added the rice. So we added the starch with it.
So it was all done.
It was all done. It's all in the bags. All you have to do is, it's so easy for camping. If you're going out to the cabin, you just literally, you don't have to pack all the condiments. And there's no prep dishes. And it's because it's your vacation too. So you just whip that out, throw it on the barbecue. And that's even better because there's no dishes. And you're good to go.
So, I'm sold. And so you're going to continue this because it was so successful.
Yeah, we're going to, because I think it's something I know in the summer, a lot of my clients will order, six to, eight meals or whatever, and they'll freeze it and then take it up to the cabin or camping. And then it's already frozen, so you don't need to worry about ice in the cooler. And it's really easy. You're eating gourmet food, per se, but it's home-cooked food, and you don't have to lug all the, sesame seed oil and all that type of stuff that you need for the marinades of that.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, if you were just having a barbecue tomorrow or going for a picnic, what are some good ideas for sort of easy foods that are yummy? I guess hamburgers are always a go-to.
Yeah, hamburgers are always go-to. They're so easy ways to marinate. Like, marinades are really nice because you can just, put it in a bag or a bowl, and you just put your meat in there and you can walk away from it for the rest of the day. And then when you come back home, if you've been out with the kids or whatever.
So you always spice up even burgers.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It just gives it that little extra kick. You can put so many different ingredients in it instead of loading on the barbecue sauce that tend to have a lot more sugar in it and other preservatives. So you could, if you add, the ingredients inside the actual burger meat itself, you can actually, and then have some fresh tomatoes, or Tristan doesn't like tomatoes, hates them.
You might get there. My kids used to always get, have sandwiches, like go to Subway and just have meat on them. Mm-hmm. Now they get like all these vegetables. It's like, what happened? So I guess your taste change as you get older and as you realize things are quite nummy and mm-hmm. Especially tomatoes. Oh, I love tomatoes.
Oh, I do.
Especially not like a tomato?
I don't know. Especially the ones that are on, if that's one thing I do have on my patio, it would be a tomato plant. And just pulling those little tiny Tims off, there's just
you get that
like
one
it.
Tomato finally in about October.
And it's gone, though, because someone else has gone by the plant before you have.
And it never ripens, yeah. It's like, oh, that was a lot of work for nothing. So what about some sides? So I guess you can do a lot of it on the barbecue, can't you?
You can do a lot foil. You can steam your vegetables. They have so many different, as you go through the barbecue area, they have so many different pans they have out now that you can just, literally put your fresh veggies in but potatoes, you can just, cut up potatoes, put fresh rosemary in or.
Do you have to bake those first or they're okay in the, on the barbecue? Because sometimes they take so long too. Like if you're just doing baked ones, I always boil them first before I even put them in the oven. Have you done them on the, on the barbecue?
I just cut them up smaller.
Smaller.
I just tend to chop them up and then throw them. A little bit of olive oil in there and then throw the potatoes in there with some rosemary
I love rosemary.
Yeah, I know.
But Tristan, do you like stuff like rosemary? Not really.
The twigs. Just take the twigs
that's
out.
Right.
My dad calls them twigs.
I love them, but the kids, the same thing. But but they are good. I mean, that's such a great combination, right, with mm-hmm. some salt and pepper and yum.
Yeah.
And what about salads? I know that you always say, just think outside the box, and mm-hmm. there's so many different ideas for salads. Mm-hmm. I guess, what about grilling some stuff and adding that to your salads?
I haven't done a lot of that because I guess I always feel that I need to have that grilling pan, you know, it's going to stick. Or I think the one time I did do eggplant, and that was really good.
So I guess eggplant. That's a good idea then, get yeah. these pans. It would really help out
yeah.
to make use of that heat and while you're already mm-hmm. doing other things on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. I have also done the big portabella mushroom caps, so that was really good.
And what about picnics? What kind of stuff would you take on a picnic?
Something that's easy. there's always chicken, always seems to be. I don't know if it has to do with
That's a great idea.
You know, just the oven-baked chicken.
What's your chicken recipe? What's a really good one to make chicken?
It's very easy. I basically, what I do is I'll just coat it in flour. And panko actually is the panko crumbs people are using a lot now.
Okay, so how do you do that again? Remember, which thing is first? You got the flour, you got the egg wash.
You know what? There's different ways. Some people do the egg wash before they do the flour, and some will do the flour and then do... I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Like, I think whatever... And a lot of times the chicken is quite moist already, so I don't even add the extra... you know, egg on it.
So just the flour?
The flour with, and I like to use just pepper and salt and garlic salt. Very easy. And then I do have to say I do like to cook it in butter. So I'll fry it in butter, and then it's so...
Now, a butter with oil or olive oil, or
no,
just straight butter?
No, I use straight butter. My mom did it that way, and for some reason it just crisps up.
So is that a chicken breast, a chicken...
Or I've also done it. I like the chicken thighs better because the chicken breast I find dries out.
Now, people don't fry as much, so do you need quite a bit of butter? And how long to cook that?
Not that long for butter, and I mean, not that long for frying, and not that much butter. But it's just, it all depends again how big your chicken thigh is too. So, and I use boneless, skinless. So if you have a bone, it is going to take a lot longer. So I like to do it quick and easy. It's just boneless, skinless, and it cooks a lot faster.
So that tastes like kind of the chicken that you would buy if you were out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I never do that. I always bake chicken, so I haven't fried chicken, I don't think, ever.
Well, it's probably not. You know, it goes against everything.
But you know what? If you're going for a picnic, that sounds yummy,
I know, you
right?
have to.
Have your s'mores.
Yeah.
Okay, so people want to get a hold of you. How do they do that to get your monthly menu for July mm-hmm. looks great. So they go to the website and
get
all kinds of meals or the threesome that you have now. How do they do that?
They can go to our website, and it's whatsfordinner.ca. So that's WHATS, the number 4, dinner.ca. Or they can give us a call at the store. It's 250-298-4346.
I know that number. And also you have a blog site, right?
We do. We're going to be blogging, and we're going to have some guest blogs. And our first one is actually, they can go read it at lifeasilivit.com. And Cheryl Brown is going to be one of our guest bloggers.
Well, get me to guest blog. I can say life as I reheat
will.
It.
You know what? That sounds like a really good title.
Okay.
You're on.
Tristan, you guys are going to hang out for the next half hour and be part of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Back after the news, we're going to be talking about cosmetics.
The CFAX 1070 Newsmaker of the Hour. Winning is easy. Hear the name, write it down, answer the phone, win cash.
We're doing our Newsmaker of the Hour contest and wondering if you can tell us who it is.
Yes, I can. Paul Cottrell.
That's absolutely correct. You've just won
$411. Oh, this is great.
Want to make sure you get the call? Sign up now at CFAX1070.com because it pays to listen to Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
CTV News Chief Anchor Lisa Leflam.
All day long, people hear headlines, headlines, headlines. Our news team looks at every piece of news happening, no matter where it is, all over the internet, all over the Twitterverse. The viewer trusts us enough to know that at the end of the day, we've weeded out the irrelevant and brought to the show the things that matter. I think more than ever, people need that comprehensive newscast.
CTV National News with Lisa Leflam, weeknights at 11.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Partly cloudy and stuck at 16 degrees now downtown. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. A pair of teenagers are awaiting court dates after a Victoria police raid turned up drugs, cash, and an assortment of weapons. Vic PD executed a search warrant on the 100 block of Gorge Road on Wednesday after receiving information suggesting the duo was immersed in the drug trade. Police say their search turned up 115 grams of pot, $21,000 in cash, a couple of handguns, ammunition, bear spray, a collapsible baton, and a pair of bulletproof vests. 19-year-old Jeremy Minnis and his 17-year-old co-accused are facing a total of 15 charges. The Cowichan Valley School Board could soon face the music after submitting a deficit budget. Education Minister George Abbott says he will sign an order in council on Sunday with Lieutenant Governor Stephen Point to fire the board. Abbott says there's been very few complaints about funding this year after some major changes.
We've had a very good response to that. The one exception is Cowichan. They've chosen to do what I think is some political grandstanding around this. And unfortunately, barring a change of heart, this will see an end to their time.
Abbott says the board has until midnight tonight to submit a balanced budget as required by the School Act. The board has indicated they could take the battle to court. And there will be a funeral next week for one woman who died in the Elliott Lake, Ontario mall roof collapse. The body of 70-year-old Dolores Perizzolo was pulled from the rubble of the Algo Center Mall 3 days ago. 37-year-old Lucy Alwyn was also killed when the roof collapsed and plummeted two floors down into the mall where she worked part-time at a lottery kiosk. Premier Dalton McGuinty has announced a public inquiry into the disaster. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Chown residents. Still no correct answer, though, for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $261, brought to you by Glenwood Meats at 1245 Parkdale Road in Langford. And a brief look at CFAX weather now. Showers intermittently expected throughout the day here. High of 18 degrees. We're still at 16 right now downtown. Mainly cloudy overnight. Low of 10 degrees. And then for Canada Day tomorrow, a much nicer forecast. A mix of sun and cloud. A touch windy down near the water. And a high of 19 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. We have Sandra Hellemis and her son Tristan, and she's from What's for Dinner. I want to go get some of your food right now.
Oh, I know.
For Canada Day. And on the phone we have Lani Mock, who is from Hillside Pharma Save, cosmetics manager. How are you today?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I am fabulous, thank you. And I'm going to be even better because I hear you have some great products that are going to help us with our cellulite, with weight loss, and making our skin look younger.
Oh, for sure. All the wonderful things that we all want.
Yeah,
right?
So let's start with the fruit stem cells. Sandra's going, fruit stem cells? Say what?
Food, anything about food.
Yeah, can we eat it?
Eat it, put on your face.
So what the fruit stem cells are is it's a new process that's come out from Switzerland, and it's actually derived from the Utenlauber Spatlauber rare Swiss apple.
Oh.
I know.
Said that well.
It's a rare Swiss apple that they've extracted the potency and the nutrients from, and it helps to renew and repair and regenerate our skin.
It also helps
to produce longevity for healthy cells.
And who makes that product?
Neostrata is one that we carry within our store, and it's called anti-aging fruit stem gel.
So is that something you wear in the morning or at night, or when is it like a specialized beauty product that you wear under moisturizer?
For the consistency, it's almost like a gel-like product. So I prefer it as a treatment. So, yes, I would put it on before my moisturizer, but someone with more of a combination to oily skin type would be great just alone, and you can use it once or twice a day, whichever you prefer.
And what kind of age is that for?
I would definitely say 35 years and up. But if one was younger and wanted to use it, well, you know what? Prevention's best, right?
Right. And what kind of price point is on that? Is it a super expensive product?
No, it's actually really fantastic. It's within your $65 range.
And are there really results? Can you see a difference?
Honestly, I've had about six customers who've come to me within the last 3 weeks, and they've noticed a huge difference in the depth and even some of the length of their wrinkles. And
wow.
They've brought their friends back to purchase some, and we've also had some samples for them to try.
Don't we live in a great time, Sandra?
I think so. It's a time that we need it.
Yeah. No kidding. And, okay, so now we've got also the Cellulose Slim.
Yes.
What is this product? And who makes that one?
Goodness. Oh, it's fantastic. It works so well. It's the first anti-cellulite product that's come out, and it has a couple ingredients in it that work together. It has something called Cecropia, has caffeine, and it also contains an IV extract. The Cecropia is an ultra-fat-releasing ingredient which helps to release the waste from the fat cells. It also contributes to smoothing out the dimpling of the skin.
What causes that, Lenny?
For cellulite,
yeah.
It has a few different factors where some women tend to naturally have it. It can be caused by increased amounts of estrogen. It also can be, you know, obviously diet. But what it is it's fat cells that form in the adipose layer of the skin, and it's almost like the cement between the bricks. So it's very, very hard to break up, and it's very hard to get rid of.
Now, you also have a brush or something, too. Does that help as well with that to move it around?
The brush, you said?
Don't you have something, a product that you can, like, rub your, like, for your skin to use that with, or do you just put it on?
You actually can just, like, massage it in. You don't actually need a glove.
Okay.
But it does come with a shower mitt, which is another product that you would buy for the shower. And it has, like, a glove, and it has little tiny nubs on it that you massage in a circular counterclockwise motion. And you also go up and down, and there's, like, an actual massage that you can do to help decrease the cellulite within.
The good thing about this segment, Sandra, is I don't need any of these products. So the cellulite one, how long till you see results with that?
You can see results within as little as 7 days.
7 days?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What time are you open till?
And Patty,
which address,
Ken? If there's anything, Patty, that you would like to give to try, let me know, and I'll definitely make sure that you get it.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very nice. So with that, is that just for legs or any part of the body?
Directly for, like, thighs, buttocks, and you can use it actually on the tummy and the waist as well.
Wow. This is great information, isn't it?
I need it for my grandma Holoma's cheeks.
For your cheeks?
My grandma Holoma's cheeks.
You do. Oh, my gosh. And now, weight loss, you have something else, raspberry ketones.
Yes. Have you guys heard of that?
I thought that was a Prince song.
I've heard of the raspberry ketones.
Have you?
Yeah,
Dr. Oz talked about it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it was on the Dr. Oz show. We've heard, the raspberry ketones are very, very popular, and ever since he's talked about them, everybody wants them, and they keep selling out of all the stores, and no one can keep them in stock. So what it's all about is there's research that has shown the raspberry ketones that helps to stimulate the weight loss, especially if you pair it with, you know, obviously with regular exercise and a well-balanced diet.
Okay.
But a raspberry ketone, specifically what it is, it's the actual ingredient produced in the raspberry that produces the aromatic scent of the raspberry.
So it's a pill that you take?
Yes, it's like a capsule that you take.
And you take it once a day, or?
Yes, you take it once a day, and it's the recommended dosage is 100 milligrams. And for one, to get the 100 milligrams of raspberry ketones, a person would have to consume 90 pounds of raspberries to get that 100 milligrams of the...
I could do. I love raspberries.
That's
why I need the raspberry pill.
Yeah.
Now, do we give you a good show? So you got no wrinkles, you got no cellulite, and you've lost weight, so it's all good. Now, how do people get a hold of you? Whereabouts are you, Lanny?
So I'm at Hillside Pharmacy. That's the corner of Hillside and Shelburne. People can also give me a call at 595-8106. I'm there Monday through Friday. I'm, able to answer any questions that anyone can might have.
And as you can tell, Lani knows her stuff. And probably for Canada Day, hopefully tomorrow will be sunny. So people should come in and get some sunscreen, moisturizer, some new scents. You got a lot of stuff going on right now?
We have lots of stuff going on. We have tons of sunscreens. And one of my favorite things is right now is self-tanner. We need to protect ourselves from the sun, right? As sun is causing aging and all these things that are coming out with wonderful products to fix, we still need to protect our bodies, right? So we have many different sunscreens. Again, Aven is one of our really good top-selling sunscreens. It's very gentle on the skin. Children, babies, adults, anyone with sensitivities can use this product. They also have a great self-tanner.
It's all maintenance, isn't it, kittens?
It is.
Well, you have a happy Canada Day with your family, and we'll talk to you again next month with some great ideas.
Great. Thanks, Patty.
Okay.
Have a great Canada Day.
Take care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Claire about Zumba.
just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sell your home faster and for more money with Ron Neal's Guaranteed Home Selling System. When you list with Ron, you receive these guarantees.
Your home advertised 24 hours a day until it's sold.
Your home advertised to millions on RonNeal.com.
Your home advertised in full-color print ads until it's sold.
View the latest sales and listings in your neighborhood free and receive ongoing updates at RonNeal.com.
Call the Neal Estate Team for your real estate dream. RonNeal.com.
I noticed you're having a hard surface flooring event.
Yes, ma'am. We're called End of the Roll. But we also carry one of the largest selections of hardwood, laminate, tiles, cork, and luxury vinyl tiles in Canada. And it's in all of our 53 stores across the country. Look at all this.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes, I hear this every time we're having a hard surface flooring event. Our low prices always knock people flat.
Come see our new location on 601 Boleskine Road and on Millstream Road in Langford.
Time is not on our side. Act now with your future in mind. Financial market volatility is fact, and those facts are worrisome. Put your financial needs in the hands of successful and proven wealth management advisors. Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan, through TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice and the TD Bank Group, bring you the kind of guidance and strength you need in today's market. Call them today at 250-953-6015 and stop worrying.
TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice is a division of TD Waterhouse Canada Inc., member Canadian Investor Protection Fund.
Monthly bills. We've all got them. And sometimes we don't have the money to pay them. So it's important you get the lowest payment possible. At Galaxy Motors, getting you the lowest monthly car payment they can is their goal. Galaxy Motors makes 12 different banks compete to give you the lowest monthly payment. And the reality is, you can have the new pre-owned vehicle you want. Galaxy Motors, changing your perception of monthly car payments with the best rates possible. Visit galaxymotors.net.
We are back in the studio, Sandra Hellemis and her son Tristan from What's for Dinner. And on the phone we have Claire Hanley from Studio VZF, Zumba. How are you, Claire?
Good morning, Patty. I'm well, thank you.
Well, I know you're well. I've been to your classes. Holy Hannah, you're more than well.
It's fantastic.
I was just telling Sandra, because she's done some running, I said, have you done Zumba? And she said, no, what is it? And for people that don't know, because you think you have to be coordinated, and you've seen me, Claire, I'm not coordinated, and it was fun. Tell us what Zumba is.
Okay. Zumba is, it's a dance-based fitness program that relies on mostly Latin rhythms, international rhythms, but even though it's dance-based, there's absolutely no dancing experience required. All we want people to do is to come out, let the music move them, and just move to the music and have a workout. So I always call it the most fun you can have working out. And our little theme or our tagline is Zumba, ditch the workout and join the party.
And I like it, and I can add to that. I think it's like dance party without the booze, right? You know, because you feel better when you leave.
Exactly. It's been described that way.
You know, because it's sort of like, you know, the old, you know, getting out to somewhere and having a dance and, you know, the fun and the music. And you teach us some moves, like some of the Latin moves, which are really fun to know. And you don't really realize you're working out, but it's a good workout. Because I kind of thought, you know, I don't think I have been sweating enough at all. And maybe that's part of the weight problem. You got to have a sweat, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, you certainly won't have a problem getting a bit of a workout in Zumba. I mean, everyone is encouraged to work at their own level.
Yeah.
But we actually had a woman who was wearing a heart rate monitor. And now, she's a tall woman. I'm going to say about 5'10". But she burned in one class, 1,007 calories.
Oh, my God. Or 1070, just like us.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've had lots of success stories with weight loss and all kinds of things. Tell us about some of the people that come to you. You've got all different age groups and different kinds of Zumba. So it appeals to a broad audience.
Yeah, Zumba, so the standard is just regular Zumba fitness. And I think I have people from the ages of 14 to probably 70-something that come to my regular Zumba classes or our regular Zumba classes. And then there's a Zumba program for kids called Zumbatomic, and we're going to be launching that a little bit with the Pacific Institute of Sports Excellence this summer at some of their day camps, and then with Recreation, or Saanich Recreation and West Shore in the fall. There's also Zumba Gold, which is what you've been coming to,
That's
Patty.
Me.
And
Gold Gold.
Zumba Gold is designed, it's a little less intense than regular Zumba.
Don't believe it.
It's designed for people who are maybe coming back after injury, who are starting working out for the first time. And then we have Aqua Zumba in the pool, which is perfect for folks who can't do weight-bearing exercise, maybe because of illness or injury, or maybe because they're uncomfortable being in front of a whole bunch of people in a fitness room kind of setting. And then there's Zumba Toning as well, which is Zumba with light hand weights. And they kind of shake like maracas, so it's kind of fun.
Well, it's always fun. And my friend Trish bought me this for my birthday. It was wonderful. And we were at the Cedar Hill Rec Center. So you want people to know about your studio because – except no substitutes. You are the leader, and you have all your people that work for you. Tell us about your program and how it works, as you are in your own facilities, plus you're in rec centers.
Yeah, so we have a couple of sort of setups. We work with Esquimalt Recreation. We have one class with them and some Aqua Zumba with them. We work with West Shore. We work with Saanich Recreation as well. And then we run, and those are for registered classes, and Saanich Recreation includes Gordon Head and Cedar Hill and through the Royal Oak Middle School during the school year. We work there, too. So those classes are all run through the recreation centers. And then we have our own drop-in classes that we run, and this is sort of the most flexible option we have. So we've got classes every day of the week at either the Dance Victoria Studios at Quadra and Hillside or out at the Royal Oak Women's Institute on West Saanich. And what we do is we have a 10-class punch card for people who want to, you know, buy a punch card and get a bit of a savings. So I should say the regular drop-in is a $12 drop-in rate, and then we have a punch card for $85, so it's 10 classes for $85. And then this summer, actually starting tomorrow, we're having an unlimited drop-in summer pass. So people can buy a drop-in pass. It's good from July 1st to August 31st, unlimited drop-in Zumba with us at either of those two locations.
Okay. And if you want to know more, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com or Claire, and your website is?
It's victoriazumba.com.
Okay. So there's all kinds of classes going on this summer, so make sure you take part in this because it's great. And there's also some special events coming up in August, which maybe we'll have you back, Claire, to talk about that next month.
That sounds
fantastic. People want to know more about it. I just want to hear about your story, though, how Zumba affected you and how you got into it and it changed you.
Well, I was a group fitness instructor doing regular aerobics, and, you know, it was fun, but it was a job, right? And I actually went away on holiday, and where I was on holiday, they had Zumba as the fitness program. And I started doing it, even though I have no dance background, zero, zip. And I was as wooden as you could be when I started. But I had so much fun on holiday, and I came back, and I thought, I have to do this. There was no one else doing Zumba that I was aware of in Victoria. There was no one licensed who was teaching in Victoria. And I looked it up, and there happened to be training to become a Zumba instructor in Pitt Meadows 2 weeks later, of all places. And so I was over in Pitt Meadows 2 weeks later, took the training, and I have since dropped all my other group fitness activities. This has become so liberating. I have learned how to move my body, and it's all muscle memory. I mean, none of us are used to, or very few of us are used to sort of dancing freely, particularly in a group of people, right? We just don't do that culturally. And what I have found, it's been so liberating for me in terms of just being comfortable with my body, who I am. I mean, the worst thing I always say can happen to people in Zumba is they'll start dressing like me because I wear all the wild, colorful Zumba gear, and you've seen some of
And we were shaking our moneymakers the other day. She puts these little things on with the thing, you know, the coins, and we do a little
Zumba.
Okay, people want to get more information about all your classes, victoriazumba.com. We'll have you back next month, Claire. I think it's a fantastic program. You do a great job with it, and I look forward to coming to more.
Excellent. Thanks
okay.
very much, Patty.
Talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk to Trish Young.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacy Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula, and we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Get to know more about us online. Visit Level Ground Trading on Facebook or levelground.com.
PGX Daily.
What is PGX Daily?
PGX Daily is a healthy fiber and is just as important as exercise to stay healthy and slim. Studies show it promotes weight loss, helps lower cholesterol, and balance blood sugar.
You can get a free Kathy Smith fitness DVD when you buy PGX Daily at the Vitamin Shop.
PGX Daily.
Find it at the Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street. Phone 250-386-1212 or visit CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Beige. It's safe. It's boring. It's not for you or your bathroom. And why should it be? When you have over 70 colors to choose from, you can create endless possibilities, like a peppered ivory vanity top or a smoky topaz shower wall. Say goodbye to beige. Say hello to Tiberian. You'll find it at Island Marble, your exclusive Tiberian dealer. Call them today to arrange your free estimate. Victoria's Island Marble, your bath and kitchen expert since 1966.
Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store and more, have just received a new shipment of outdoor products. Come in and check out the latest in gas and propane fire pits, gel fires, gas and electric barbecues. The latest models have arrived at Pacific Fireplace. Hurry in while quantities last. You'll find the best selection and newest lines for outdoor living at Pacific Fireplace. Pacific Fireplace, your electric fireplace store and more. 2189 Keating Cross Road.
We are back in the studio. We have Sandra Hellemis and Tristan from What's for Dinner. And on the phone, Trish Young from City Life Suites. How are you, Trish?
I'm just great, Patty. And how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Now, Trish, you know, it's been really great because Sandra's got this wonderful business, and we've talked to Claire with Zumba. And, you know, you have your City Life Suites. And tell people about that if they don't know.
What we do is we have a series of condominiums that we have in the downtown area of Victoria, and we own and we manage for other owners. And what we do is we provide wonderful vacation rentals for people when they want to come and stay in Victoria, and they want full cooking facilities and a nice place to stay.
And, you know, these guys, Trish and Steve, do things up beautifully. Their places are immaculate. And, you know, you were saying you're always looking for good help, too. And we're talking about the mature talent pool, and I'm sure you've found the center to find people that are good quality, that want to hang in there. And the mature workforce is a good place to look.
Absolutely, Patty, for several reasons. First of all, usually they have a very, very good work ethic. And for us, the type of people that we're looking for is people who want to stay active, not people who have to create a career for themselves, but people who really enjoy contributing and feeling like they've accomplished something and that they can stand back and say, you know, I still have value. And I think it's very important for the mature, retired person. What's the saying? They're retired, but they're not tired.
Yeah.
So they want to stay active, and those are the type of people that we really depend on.
And I do have a friend right now who is looking for someone, a mature worker at her business. So if you want to know more information, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And you also, Trish, what's your website if people want to get a hold of you about future employment ever down the road?
Well, it's www.citylifesuites, all one word, .com.
And also, you also are renting for other people. You have your own suites, plus you'll manage for other people, right, with suites in town?
Yeah, that's right. So if there are people out there that have a furnished condo and maybe they don't want to deal with having to rent it out, but they don't want it to have sit vacant, and we only do short-term. We're not involved in the long-term rental business. But sometimes people who live in other places, they come out a few times a year, they use their apartment, and then the rest of the time it sits empty. So we're the type of people then that can manage the apartment and bring in guests, maintain the quality of the apartment to a really, really good level. And then they make a little bit of money to boot, which offsets their expenses. So it
yeah, it's a
well
great idea. And you were telling me how much work is involved. I mean, it's not an easy business to manage. So people, it's a great thing if you've got a place to hire someone to hire you, because then all that's done for you, the cleaning, the managing, the books, everything.
Yeah, we do it all. We do the marketing. We do the bookings. It's nice for the owners because they get a check once a month, and that's pretty much all they have to think about. So as far as they're concerned, they love it.
And if you've got people coming from out of town, look up the City Life Suites because they're great, and nice alternative to have them on your couch or your house for too long.
Yeah, and you know, we're certainly right now in the market. What we're looking for particularly is we'd like to find somebody who is retired and who'd like to help us with our guest services. So that would be somebody who would be very happy to meet our guests, to orient them to their accommodation, chit-chat with them. You get to meet some great people. And the nice thing is when people come to stay, they're on holidays, they're always in a very, very positive frame of mind. So it just doesn't get any better.
So if you're home right now and you think, oh, I've got so much to offer and I really like to get out there still, you know, make sure you look at these opportunities because there's lots of business. Don't assume that you're not employable because a lot of people, I'm sure like you as well, Sandra, that want people that are steady, they're reliable, that have some experience.
Definitely. You can see a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with people who are in that sort of category, they have the flexibility and they're not looking for full-time positions, but they want to stay active and they want to stay involved. And that's the type of thing that certainly is a good fit with our business. We're not able to provide a full-time employment opportunity where somebody needs to make a good, solid living. But somebody who's available on an on-call basis, we give lots of notice, lots of advance notice, that is, and somebody who just wants to stay involved.
And I think this is the way people are going to be living from in the future is, you know, ditching the full-time work and picking up jobs here and there. And there's lots of them in this town because of the tourism.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're living so much longer nowadays and the quality of our life is so much better. I mean, in the olden days.
The olden days.
And I always say that to my parents. You know, if you hit 70, you were doing pretty good. But now with the average lifespan going, you know, well into the 70s and for men and into the 80s for women, it's pretty good. So you can have a career after your career.
Well, we know that, don't we, Trish? Because
I've
known Trish since early days in television. We've reinvented ourselves many a time.
Well, listen, I just retired from a full-time job, and now I have my new career, so there you go.
And working harder than ever. Okay, how do people get a hold of you, Trish?
Well, they can reach us at our business line, area code 250-360-0774, and that's at citylifesuites.com.
Okay, so today so far, let's just go through this. We've got you new outfits from Bridget Savard Designs. Draw a weather picture for Astrid. We've got your skin, your cellulite, your weight down. We've got you in Zumba. We've got what's
food
for dinner, having some great food, and you can go stay at City Life Suites and just relax. So there you go.
And
happy.
You know what? You need to have some income coming in to buy all of those things so that you can look like $1 million.
We have come full circle. Hey, Trish, Rachel's coming home today.
Oh, fantastic. Woo-hoo! I bet you're excited.
Yeah, Trisha's the one who got me into Zumba, actually. You know?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, TJ, thank you so much. Thanks for being here today. Tristan, lovely to see you. Sandra, I hope you have a great Canada Day and really celebrate your family, the life we lead in Canada. And we'll talk to you soon. Get out there and enjoy.